This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. This is Banned Book Week, and the Kansas City Public Library is joining libraries across the nation in observing this commemoration, which runs through Saturday. The library points out that attempts to ban reading material continues at a high rate. Last year alone, the American Library Association counted nearly 1,600 challenges or outright removals. That was more than the previous 4 years combined. Here now to talk about Banned Book Week and what it means is Crystal Ferris. She's Deputy Director of Youth and Family Engagement at the Kansas City Public Library. Crystal, nice to have you. Welcome.
Thank you.
I just mentioned how many books were challenged or banned this past year. Do you have any sense if the trend of challenging books is continuing into this year?
Unfortunately, it's even growing this year.
Growing.
Yes. You said that there were nearly
1,600
last year. The American Library Association reports that through August 31st, there's been 1,651 challenged books.
So we already have topped last year's total, and that was four times. That was higher than the last 4 years combined.
Yes.
So we're at an extremely high rate right now.
Extremely.
What's accounting for that? What's causing that?
I think numerous things. It's become a bit political. There's a sense in which some of our legislative leaders see books, particularly for children, as concerning. They may see them as concerning for what they believe to be sexual content. They may see them as concerning for what they believe to be historical nature that might be concerning to children. For mm-hmm. instance, when you read a historical fiction book and you read about the Tulsa Race Massacre, it's history. It's what happened. Some people may object to children learning about that history.
Hmm. In fact, you mentioned lawmakers having concern. There's a new law in Missouri. It's Senate Bill 775. And if I understand right, it went into effect in August, Crystal.
Yes.
This bill focuses on books that school librarians, libraries issue. What does the bill do?
Well, Missouri 775 actually is a sexual trafficking bill, but late in the legislative session, a subsection of Missouri 775 was introduced that stated that if anyone connected to a school, such as a school librarian, gave a book to a child that was considered sexually explicit, they could be subject to a Class A misdemeanor, which is a fine and jail time. But the way that subsection is phrased, it could relate also, frankly, to a public librarian who is invited onto the campus of a school and gives a book to a child. So it's not only school librarians. It's anyone that is affiliated in any way, shape, or form with a school.
How concerning is this bill to librarians in general?
I think it is concerning because what is your definition of visually sexually explicit?
David that Michelangelo crafted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there are some exceptions for anatomy books, for example. But what may be considered anatomy book to me may not be may be considered sexually explicit to someone else.
So I can expect a chilling effect on librarians as
I think there's a cautious effect. I think as we're figuring out what this means and how much further will it go in the upcoming legislative session, will they expand it to public libraries or even to bookstores?
You know, I wasn't aware that this bill had even passed. Did it fly under the radar screen here a little bit?
It did.
Yeah.
I don't think that anyone was aware that the addition was proposed until it had been voted on.
Are there going to be attempts to remove it this year, do you know?
The Missouri Library Association and some the Missouri School Library Association, we're all meeting to try to figure out what is the best way to make sure that children have access to the information that they need.
How did the Kansas City Library respond to this bill?
Well, we did make a statement of our concern in denying children their right to access information. I think that we all, I think everyone wants children to be safe. But I think we also want children to have access to information and knowledge that empowers them and therefore keeps them safe.
Are we seeing similar laws around the country? Is there a trend right now?
Yes. You will see Texas, for example, has one particular legislator introduced a list of over 800 books that he wanted school libraries to report on whether they owned them or not. There's been a growth in school board meetings addressing individual books in libraries, things that have not happened before. We have done a better job, I think, in the past of trusting educated librarians to make wise choices for their community.
I'm visiting with Crystal Ferris. She's Deputy Director of Youth and Family Engagement at the Kansas City Public Library. We're talking during this Banned Book Week. You know, we were talking when we began the conversation about what's happening nationally when it comes to challenges to books being banned outright or being challenged. How's that playing out here in the Kansas City library system? How often are books being challenged here?
For the Kansas City Public Library System, we have not had a significant number of challenges. Every public library has a collection development policy. And as a part of that collection development policy, we have a request for reconsideration because there are materials that come through that people may feel are inappropriate to house. And so we have that request for reconsideration. Johnson County Library has it. Mid-Continent Public Library has it. We all have that. We have not, in fact, in the 17 years that I have worked for the Kansas City Public Library, I have dealt with two formal requests.
Has any book been banned?
No.
No. Not in 17 years?
No.
Yeah. And that would be a little unusual compared to other library systems?
Yes.
Yeah.
Public library systems are often more able to keep materials on the shelf than a school library.
Mm-hmm. So how does the process work? If a patron's upset by a book, how would he or she go about challenging the book in an attempt to maybe get it banned?
The request for reconsideration form is actually on the website.
Okay.
And you can find that form. You can speak to any library staff member to find that form. If a form is filed, then there is a committee that is created to evaluate the material.
Mm-hmm. Where do libraries in general stand on this issue of book banning? I gather by what you've been saying here that you don't look too kindly on it.
I personally don't. And I don't think that librarians do. The American Library Association, we work very hard to stand against censorship, for the freedom to read, the freedom to Your freedom of speech, I think, also includes a freedom to read that freedom of speech or to discuss that freedom.
Even for children?
Even for children, and I think especially for children.
Why do you say especially for children?
I think children are discovering their world, and they're learning who they are and where they want to be in that world. They have a right to see themselves in the literature that they read. I think they have a right to feel like they have value.
And they need the freedom to navigate in the stacks to figure out what it is, who they are.
Yes. I also think children are actually probably better self-censors than adults. When a child starts reading a book, if it's not something that they understand or something that's outside of their frame of reference, they just stop.
Yeah. Do you often come across books that should be banned for whatever reason? I mean, they're just dangerous or disgusting to some extent, and you guys just don't buy them, I guess.
I don't think that we say often, but I think every single one of us have certain things that bother us. Whether it's in literature or on a television show or in a movie, there's something we always run up against. Not always. There's a moment that we all run up against something that concerns us. I had a friend in the library world. She was a library professor, and she often said that over the door of every public library in America, it should say something like, "If you don't find anything that here that offends you, please let the staff know." but I think also the staff have that same feeling. If we don't find anything there that offends us, then maybe we are not always representing the whole community.
Yeah, interesting. Tell us what your library has done then to those tall book spines that are featured so prominently on the parking garage next door to the downtown library, because you're making a statement there.
The spines are still standing. That parking garage is quite Instagrammable, but there are two large banners. There's one hanging over now that lets everyone know who comes by that it is Banned Book Week, and then there is another one that depicts each of the titles and has X's through each of the book spines of a book that has been banned or challenged.
How much attention is this thing getting?
Quite a bit.
I bet. Yeah. People taking lots of selfies in front of it.
Yes. And I think even more so with the banned signs. I think because it depicts what it would look like if your bookshelf removed Charlotte's Web or removed Huckleberry Finn.
You know, and those books have been challenged in the past.
Yes.
Why was Charlotte's Web
singled out? Oh, well, there are some people who object to talking animals.
Okay.
Every year we do try to do something to point to that you as a citizen of a community have a right to stand up and say that your library needs to have materials that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just trying to bring attention to the issue. I also think particularly this year with the growth in concerns and the growth in banning across the country, it's to have an honest conversation about what this does to your public library.
That's Crystal Ferris, Deputy Director of Youth and Family Engagement at the Kansas City Public Library. Crystal, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Appreciated.
Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.